We will be starting momentarily. Good morning. For those that are on virtually, I would like to confirm that Nick Goodman has joined us.
Nick Goodman is here.
Excellent. Thanks, Nick. Does Chase Turrentine happen to be on? Okay. Thanks, Nick. We're going to get started in just a moment.
All right, good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the April 21st, 2023 meeting of the Arizona Barbering and Cosmetology Board. I invite you to join me in the pledge. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible.
Heather Wilson.
Okay, great.
For our board members, we have Gary Bagley.
Here.
Marshall Knox.
Present.
Randy Flores will be absent. Nick Goodman.
Present.
Trustee Guzman Glover.
Here.
Tracy Mayfield.
Here.
Jake Turrentine. Absent. On board staff members, we have Frank McGauley.
Present.
Kelly Shepherd.
Present.
Bruce Buenow.
Present.
Rosa Rodriguez.
Present.
Isabella Legowski.
Present.
Heather Santabria, myself. We have Helen Bordelon.
Present.
Lisa Chavez.
Present.
Keegan McConnell.
Present.
Alexandra Hill.
Present.
Kathy Bergeron.
Present.
Lakeisha Coleman.
Nope, we have Darnay today.
Oh, Darnay Gerson.
Here.
Amelia Ferretti. And then on legal counsel, we have Mona Baskin.
Present. Good morning.
And then for independent advisor, we have Diane DeVega. Here.
Very nice. Well done. Next item up, we're going to look at the regular board minutes from the March 24th, 2023 meeting. Do we have a motion regarding those minutes?
Move that we accept the regular board minutes for March 24th, 2023.
Second. Okay. We have a motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, that passes. Now we're going to review the board minutes from the confidential executive session from March 24th, 2023. Do we have a motion regarding that item?
I move that we approve the confidential executive session board minutes for March 24th, 2023.
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, that passes.
Unanimously.
Do we have any conflicts of interest on today's agenda? Any other board members? Hearing no response, I assume not. We'll move on to the next item. Now we're up to the point on D, welcoming visiting barbering and cosmetology students and instructors. Do we have any such folks out there right away? Two volunteers. Would you like to tell us where you're from?
I'm from Northland Pioneer College up in Shiloh, Arizona.
Okay. saw you yesterday, didn't we?
Yes. I was like, did you come back last night?
This morning.
Oh.
And?
Gateway Community College.
All right, we're always glad to see Gateway here too. Thank you for coming. Any other schools? All right, that's good. We appreciate your support. Actually, I think we do have one other school president who may or may not choose to participate.
My name is Peggy Begley from Image Institute.
I know, you too. All right, all these friends and family tonight. Excellent. Well, we do appreciate you all. The board needs your support. We're here to support you, but we certainly need your support. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I am Stephanie Stanley. I'm here with Western Maricopa Education Center, or WestMAC.
Oh, nice. Yeah, good. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate you. All right, so let's move up to the next item. And according to this layout, we're into the consent agenda. Ms. Rosa.
Good morning. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, all cases listed under Step 1A, recommended dismissals, have been reviewed according to board's parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations or take other non-disciplinary action.
All right, do we have any discussions on Section A and have been dismissing? Any questions? We have a motion regarding accepting staff recommendations.
I move that we accept staff recommendations, recommended dismissals under Step 1A.
Goodman, second.
Thank you. Having a motion and a second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Aye. That passes unanimously. Next section, please.
Step 1B, non-disciplinary letters of concern. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, all cases listed under Step 1B, recommended non-disciplinary letter of concern, have been reviewed according to board's parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations or take other non-disciplinary action.
Do we have any board questions about Step B, the non-disciplinary letters of concern? Any cases you want to review or ask questions about? All right, do we have a motion regarding B?
I move that we accept staff recommendation for recommended non-disciplinary letter of concern under Step 1.
Second. A motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes unanimously.
Step 1D, recommended informal interview with negotiation terms. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, all cases listed under Step 1D, recommended for informal interview with negotiation terms, have been reviewed according to board's parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations or take other non-disciplinary action.
Does the board have any questions about Step D, Section D, informal interviews? We know a spot. Anybody have a motion regarding this group?
I move that we accept staff recommendations for recommended informal interview or negotiation terms under Step 1B.
Second. With a second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Yep. Any kind of feel about that?
I can't quite understand you. Are you asking me?
Sorry, how did you vote?
The echo is now become impossible to understand the words being said.
Oh, that's bad news. All right, can we...
Let me do some adjustment on my side to see if I can improve.
Right. So on the informal interviews, do you vote yes or no on that one particular item?
Yes, I vote yes.
Thank you. All right, so we have no dissenting vote, therefore that passes unanimously. Thank you.
With that said, Mr. Chair, members of the board, we are now at 5A on the agenda, which is a motion to deem. So review, discussion, and possible action on motion to deem. Case number 97141. Assistant Attorney General Mona Baskin will present the case.
Should you clarify next hereafter?
Yeah, give us just 1 second, Ms. Baskin.
Yeah.
Nick, how are you hearing now?
Well, I hear everybody well, except for the board president. I had considerable echo. Maybe it's just, I'll work on it. I'm sure I'll be able to follow.
Okay. Maybe it's just me.
Gary has an echo on his voice today.
Should we move that table back a little bit?
I wonder.
I don't know. That'll make a difference.
It'll be okay.
All right. Or the motion to deem.
It's there.
Right here.
Thank you. All right. Moving forward on the list of not time since again. Okay, good. All right, so our next case then is our case number 97141, Vanity Nail Bar, SCOS 29220, Vanity Nail Bar, S&C Management LLC owner, Cindy Fernandez member, Susan Fernandez member. This is a time scheduled for the board's consideration of state's motion to deem allegations admitted on case number 97141. Is the state represented?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Bagley, members of the board. I'm asking Assistant Attorney General representing the state of Arizona this matter.
Is the licensee present? S&C Management LLC, if you're on the phone, star 6 to unmute.
Yes, we're present.
Would you identify yourself?
Yes, my name is Cindy Fernandez.
And Susan Fernandez.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, so we're going to move through this hearing, so we'll come to a point where we can ask you some questions. A motion to deem allegation admitted was filed by the state, and a copy was mailed to the licensee at their last known address on record with the board. In the state's motion, it says that a complaint and a notice of hearing was mailed to the licensee at their last known address. 30 days passed, and no answer was filed by licensee. Does the state wish to make oral arguments?
Yes, thank you. Good morning, Mr. Bagley, members of the board. And I believe that Ms. Fernandez, both Ms. Cindy Fernandez and Ms. Susan Fernandez, voted Baskin on behalf of the state of Arizona. In this matter, the state filed a motion to deem allegations admitted following the licensee's non-response in this case. A complaint was issued, and the complaint was issued back in December of this year, and there has been no response from the licensee. In fact, this is the first time the licensees have been present before the board. They did not respond to the notice of hearing, so a motion to deem allegations admitted was filed. And in this case, we have an LLC, so I'm going to take a pause, and I believe that there is a statutory requirement regarding an attestation because they are an LLC. And Mr. McAuley was not prepared. We have not had any notice or any contact with the licensee in this case. So we have not been able to obtain that attestation. However, on the record, obviously, the notice was proper because the licensees here are present.
Ms. Fernandez and Ms. Fernandez, are you on?
Yes.
All right. So a legal entity in a proceeding before the Office of Administrative Hearing or this administrative agency pursuant to Arizona Supreme Court Rule 31.3C5 requires that a legal entity such as an LLC be represented by a person that is an officer, partner, member, manager, or employee of the entity. The entity has specifically authorized the person to represent it in this particular proceeding. Such representation is not the person's primary duty to the entity, but is secondary or incidental to other duties relating to the entity's management or operation, and the person is not receiving separate or additional compensation for representing this agent, representing the entity. Are all of those statements true and accurate?
I don't really understand fully what you're saying, so I don't want to say yes completely. Could you clarify a little bit more for us?
So there's an Arizona Supreme Court rule that requires an LLC have representation unless they meet these four requirements that I have laid out.
Okay.
So do you have an attorney on the line with you?
We do not.
Okay, so are you an officer, partner, member, or manager, or employee of the entity?
Yes.
Has this entity specifically authorized you to represent it in this particular proceeding?
Yes.
This is not your primary duty to the entity, but is secondary?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. And you are not receiving separate or additional compensation for representing this entity?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So are you an officer, member, employee, partner, or manager?
I'm an officer and an employee.
Then I believe the record can show that we do, that this individual has the right to represent themselves.
Mr. Bagley, members of the board, component of action, would you like to make a determination on the record regarding that?
Well, yes, we reviewed the requirements and the answers from the two ladies were consistent with the needs of that law. Therefore, it sounds like we have an accurate representation.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Bagley, members of the board, component of action. I will continue with my oral argument on this matter. Before proceeding, I want to draw the board's attention to the exact statute that we are addressing today, and that is 32573E. And I would like to read it into the record, and this is also for the benefit for the respondents to this matter. A licensee who has been notified pursuant to subsection C, and that is a through a notice of this section of charges pending against the licensee, shall file with the board an answer in writing to the charges not more than 30 days after the licensee received a complaint. If the licensee fails to answer in writing within this time, it is deemed an admission by the licensee of the act charged in the complaint, and the board may take disciplinary action allowed by this chapter without hearing. So that is where we are in this proceeding. The licensees have been provided notice, ample notice. In fact, the complaint was issued in December. There has been no response, so it's well beyond the 30-day period. So at this time, what the board is looking at is a state motion to deem allegations admitted. And just to briefly review, what we are dealing with here today and what is being admitted under the law is on page 2 of the complaint. And what it is that this license was inactive at the time of the September 24th, 2001 inspection, and it has been expired since March of 2021. And according to Ms. Rosa Rodriguez, and I can have her verify this for the record, that establishment license is currently delinquent. The second allegation, which is the most concerning one, in addition to conducting business without a license, is the fact that this licensee prevented the board inspectors from conducting their inspections at that time. Those are the allegations that are deemed admitted, the factual ones, and the alleged violations are contained in the final paragraph on page 2. So, turning to the recommendation on behalf of the state of Arizona, regarding penalty. The state believes that a penalty of $1,000, the maximum that this board can impose is $2,000, is warranted in this case. This is very, very serious. Not only did these licensees fail to maintain their license, which is the bare minimum that all licensees in the state of Arizona should be doing, it's pretty de minimis. It's $50 and $60 for personal licenses and for establishment licenses. In this case, it has to do with an establishment. And secondly, the board inspectors were not permitted to conduct their inspection. They were prohibited from doing that. That is extremely serious. So we have, on behalf of the state of Arizona, the state would respectfully request that you grant the motion to deem allegations admitted because it meets all the criteria under the statute, that there was no answer filed, that there be a second motion to adopt the findings of facts and conclusions of law within the complaint, and the third motion regarding discipline, the state is recommending on behalf of the people of the state of Arizona a civil penalty of $1,000, and certainly the board can increase that up to $2,000, but also immediately revoke or suspend this license, and also impose costs, and the board has that authority under ARS 32573G, and that is also contained within the board's motion to deem allegations admitted, the state's motion to deem allegations admitted. So unless the board or its members have any further questions, I am concluding my statement at this time.
Are there any questions asked by the board? All right, Ms. Fernandez, either one?
Yes.
You understand this complaint and the situation that we're in?
Yes, I understand.
All right, so we are not at a point where we're trying to figure out what happened at this stage, but do you have any statements you'd like to say about this that would influence the decisions?
Yes, I would like to start off by saying that we do not agree to the allegations being deemed admitted. We have not received any, we have not been in that business for about a year. We received maybe the first one or two letters which said that there was no action required, and that's all we've received.
So are you saying that this business, SNC Management LLC, is no longer active?
It has not been active since March 2020.
Okay. So Valley Nail Bar, our Vanity Nail Bar, is also not active?
No, it's closed.
How long has it been closed?
Since the government shutdown, which was in March of 2020.
2020.
Which is the reason that we did not renew the license since there was no business.
Okay.
And we didn't business because we didn't have a license.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add that you think we should know?
So the date that they're referring to, we were not in business. There was no reason to open the door because we were not open. Business, the lights were turned off, and to be quite honest, we had been robbed previously, actually pretty close to the day that that person was there, and the professional, I would say, from State Board that was coming, trying to come in, was banging on the door, tapping her keys on the window, pacing back and forth, so we were really scared, to be honest. We've been robbed before. We've had a lot of homeless people in aggressively and try to come into the building when we're not open, and we were not open.
The doors were locked.
The doors were locked, the lights were off. There was no reason for us to open the doors.
Okay.
We have police reports about incidents that we've had with a lot of homeless people that have come by, and the unruly behavior that was displayed that day didn't match the purpose for the visit. So we didn't know who it was, and it didn't seem like it was a professional from State Board coming in to do anything.
Okay. All right, well, thank you. So we're going to move forward then. Is there a motion granting the state's motion deem allegations admitted?
A motion that we move, move that we adopt the factual allegations and the alleged violations in the formal hearing and complaint. Number 97141.
That you are granting a state's motion?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. So we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote. We're ready for a roll call vote. We have a motion and a second.
Sorry. Gary Wrigley?
Yes.
Marshall Knox?
Yes.
Tristan Guzman Glover?
Yes.
Tracy Mayfield?
Yes.
Nick Goodman?
Yes.
Thank you. Is there a motion to adopt findings, facts, conclusions of law? This is just a step for what you did.
I'm just confused because they are open what are going to say.
They went in September 2025.
I know. But like, if they weren't open and the door was locked, I mean, I'm confused as to why anybody was in the building if they weren't operating. And I'm also confused as to why, I don't know. And the whole thing is just weird to me. So I'm struggling.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd be happy to answer if you have.
Yeah, I want to say, I'm going to do the same thing.
Members of the board, I'm sorry, I can't hear the board's discussion.
I'm just trying to get the second motion to run.
Okay, so this is for the motion for conclusions of law.
Yes.
Okay, so I move that we adopt the factual allegations and the alleged violations in the formal hearing complaint. Or I'm sorry. Move that we adopt the factual allegations and alleged violations in the formal hearing complaint in case number 97141.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. So we need a roll call vote again.
All right. Gary Bagley?
Yes.
Marshall Knott?
Yes.
Nick Goodman?
Yes.
Jessica Goodman Glover?
Yes.
Tracy Mayfield?
Yes.
Chris Carter?
All right, is there a motion regarding an order of discipline in this matter?
Mr. Chair, if I may interrupt, Diane Garcia, serving as your independent legal advisor, I just want to clarify for the record, we've adopted the findings of fact with that second motion that we just did to adopt the conclusion of law.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
And now we're just at the order of discipline. What do we do about it? License issue is a question.
I mean, you guys are not operating a business, right? Miss Fernandez.
Yes. No. I'm sorry. Well, can you repeat the question?
You're not operating a business right now.
Okay. No, we're not.
Okay. Did you guys ever send in any information to the board letting them know that you guys are shutting the business down?
No, we didn't. We did not renew the license during the pandemic. I mean, we were having financial hardships and we were trying to kind of figure it out. So it took us a little bit longer to decide to shut the business down. But we haven't been in business since March of 2020.
Okay,
we've terminated. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was saying, so you guys never notified the board that you were no longer operating the business and we're shutting it down?
No, we weren't aware that we needed to contact State Board. We didn't renew the license, which we assumed would be the same thing.
Do you, just a quick question. This is Ms. Mayfield. What were you doing at the location?
So because of the previous robberies that we had to frequent the building several times just to make sure that everything was fine. So we had several incidents where we've had people, well, we had the one incident that three men broke into our building. So during the pandemic, since we weren't working, we had to constantly be coming in to make sure that the building was fine. Our doors had been tampered with. We had a lot of homeless people that would sleep outside our building.
And it was empty. The furniture, everything was gone,
which is why we always, the lights, since we're not in business, the lights were always off when we would do our inspections.
All right. Thank you. Well, conclude this. Just want to verify something. As a business, aren't they required to notify us once they shut the business down?
Yes,
they should. Okay. All right. So is there a motion regarding our discipline in this matter?
I would love to make a motion. I move that we impose the following discipline as our order in this matter. Since the business is no longer in business, that we revoke the license and that we impose the attorney's fees of $70 for these individuals.
Okay. Do you want anything in their record?
And yeah, the letter of disciplinary concern.
Let me interrupt here, please, Mr. Chair, Diane Cia. A letter of concern is non-disciplinary if you found insufficient evidence to take direct action. Correct me if I'm wrong.
A disciplinary letter of concern, no, there's a separate one.
Well, but you're going to revoke the license, correct?
Yes.
That's the motion. Okay. So then I don't recommend that you would need a letter of concern.
Okay.
You can impose a civil penalty if you so choose, as Ms. Bassman said, up to $2,000, as well as you have the statutory authority to award attorney fees.
I just don't know if it's worth a civil penalty, considering they're not in business, and it seems like maybe they weren't in business at the time. So I think attorney fees is appropriate, in my opinion, to cover it, but I don't know that we need to have an additional charge.
All right, so we have a motion to revoke the license and impose a fine of the attorney's fees and costs involved. Do we have a second?
May I ask, is the inspector here, or is that the open?
I think we're coming too far.
Okay.
So, this is Goodman. If there's not a second, I can second it for discussion. I do have a question about it. So how much are the attorney's fees?
$70.
70?
70.
Okay. All right.
All right. So we have a motion. Thank you. Second. We have a roll call vote, please.
Gary Bailey?
Yes.
Marshall Knox? Trista Goodman Glover?
Yes.
Stacey Mayko?
Yes.
Nick Bickle?
No.
Okay. So it passes by unanimous vote. So this concludes. This concludes this matter in order to be prepared by the staff and mailed to the licensee and the Attorney General's office. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Fernandez, do you understand?
I'm sorry, it kind of cut out a little bit. Could you please repeat that?
We revoked your license for your business and we're fining you $70 for the attorney fees involved in this case. You'll get a letter to that effect in the mail and we'd appreciate it if you would take care of it.
Absolutely, we'll handle it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right.
All right, Mr. Chair, members of the board, we are now at 5B, which is review, discussion, and possible action to rescind motion to informal interview with negotiation options and possible action to accept staff recommendations to issue a non-disciplinary letter of concern or dismissal. And I would like to ask Compliance Administrator Rosa Rodriguez to present each of these cases to you.
Okay, on case number 97775, Sheer Plus Fair Design, license number SCOS 18845, Wendy Albacher, license number 186-00171, owner. I would like to ask the board to rescind the previous motion to assess a civil penalty of $500 and issue a non-disciplinary concern for inactive establishment license. It was inactive over 1 year. This case was continued in our last board meeting. She did call in and responded to questions. She had to submit the registration of the trade name with the Secretary of State, which she did. And were given instructions to pay the renewal and delinquency, so she came to compliance.
Okay. All right, do we have a motion regarding case number 97775?
I move that we rescind our motion to informal interview with negotiation options and accept staff recommendations to issue a non-disciplinary letter of concern or dismissal in case 97775.
We have a second. Sorry. All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone? This passes unanimously. So we'll put that to bed. Next one up, 97886, Ms. Rodriguez.
Case number 97886, Sonia M. Barba, license number 12100882. I would like to ask the board to rescind the previous motion to assess a civil penalty of $500 for operating an unlicensed establishment. On March 24th, last board meeting, this case was continued, and the respondent did submit the additional paperwork for her application. the license was, and application were approved, so she is in compliance now. And I would like to ask the board to either issue a non-disciplinary or concern or disciplinary case.
Hello, I'm here.
That's fine. Nice to hear you. Could we have a motion on this item, please?
I move that we rescind the meeting.
Yeah, stop talking.
I move that we rescind the motion to informal interview with negotiation options and accept staff recommendations to issue a non-disciplinary letter of concern under case 97886.
Second. The motion is second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, case number 97886 passes unanimously. Should we do the last one?
Yes. And in case number INSP 083172, Lazaro Nunez Jr., license number BAR 0345, I would like to ask the board to rescind the previous motion to assess a civil penalty of $250 for operating unlicensed establishment. The gentleman did come into compliance. He submitted an application on March 24th. The application was processed and a license was issued. So I would like to ask if you could issue a non-disciplinary concern or dismiss the case.
The motion on case number INSP 083172.
I move that we rescind the motion to informal interview with negotiation options and accept staff recommendations to issue a non-disciplinary letter of concern in case number INSP 083172.
Second. Thank you. The motion
this is Goodman for discussion. Are we going down a path where essentially somebody cannot be licensed, they can be told they are going to have a penalty and further action, and they just have to do their license? So essentially they have to wait till they're caught? I mean, is that the precedent we're setting here?
I don't think so. I think we're setting a precedent that if you come into compliance, we're no longer finding a reason to punish you.
Yeah, but the reason for the penalty is to, as part of the process of helping acknowledge the non-compliance, not, I guess, maybe just the difference of views.
I think your point's good.
I think your point's valid. I think some of these cases were ones where there were some slips through the cracks related to the COVID times and the wait times and not being able to get a hold of staff, which obviously things have changed drastically since then. So these were ones that we determined we wanted to continue because there were some extenuating circumstances we thought as a board, or we voted on as a board. And I don't remember if you were here for the last meeting when we did those, Nick.
Yeah, I guess the... okay, well, thank you.
No, we appreciate the input. It's valid. We're just trying to be fair. So, where did we end up, Glenn?
You had a Mr. Chair, members of the board. You had a motion and a second.
Okay, we're in a motion and a second. All right. So, motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Goodman abstain.
All right. Thank you. All right. So, by majority, this passes.
All right, Mr. Chair, members of the board, that brings us to section 6, our informal interviews, which is sometimes referred to as step 2. We did not have any step 2 A's, if you will, but we have, although I notice on the agenda it still says A, but we do have cases with negotiation options today. And I would ask that Ms. Rodriguez provide an overview of where you're at on these, and then we can move into swearing staff in and
I hate to be that person, but can we take a 5-minute break? I need to run to the restroom.
9:40. We'll be on break until 9:50. It's free to be loud.
Hello, I have a question. You guys heard my case. I don't know if you heard me or not on the phone, but I have a couple of questions. I've received letters on this case.
Identify yourself.
Sonia Barba, case number 97866, I believe it is.
Ms. Barba, this is Frank McGallagher with the executive director of the board. I will, if you would like to contact me after the board meeting, the board has adjourned into recess, and I can answer your questions and let you know where the board took the case.
Okay.
Thank you.